This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Hey, podcasters. You know what? It's Friday. You've got our audition. It's downloaded. It's probably about after 11 o'clock. I don't know how you're hearing us. But, good job. Get our podcast up there. Today's Tell a Friend Friday. Bring a friend. So,
is it?
Yep. Once you listen to our podcast, you have to then go and recommend it to 1 to 10 people.
Well, okay. we should call it then because it's Fist a Friend Friday.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, as in a fistful of friends. Not, oh.
Harley just shelved the no-dose, guys. Harley was in Adelaide doing gigs last night, got a little bit excited, has had 3 hours sleep, and he's just being silly now.
You
know when you say to your little kid who's maybe under 10, oh, you're just being silly now? That's what I'm saying.
That's been your whole year.
I'm mummy voicing you hard today. Guys, don't forget, there's still a few tickets available to some of my shows. Get information at my website. And also, my song is out now. Brand new day for you to download. 100% of the proceeds going to LGBTQI youth outreach programs. And that's it. That's all we have time for. Get amongst everything that we have to sell you because we work f***ing hard.
Yeah,
okay?
Can buy it.
Mummy and daddy work very hard, and we want you to get all the things, especially if we're donating all the money to charity. And knowing
that's
my
right.
luck, I'll sell a million copies.
It's the radio show that takes a while to wake up in the morning.
I'm ready.
Oh, God, you can't have sideways headphones at 6.039.
Yeah, this is going to get loose today.
Oh, 6.039. God.
6.039.
Hosted by two people who really know how to wrap up a break.
If baby brain is real, so too is mum brain.
Oh, you know what? Shut up.
Okay.
And aren't afraid to reveal their secrets.
I used to love chewing Barbie shoes.
What'd you just say?
She used to love chewing Barbie
shoes. You know Barbie shoes? I used to love, like, they were really rubbery. Is that an inside voice?
No, you're normal.
I never claimed to
be normal. No, you're normal.
I don't care if I'm not. Who wants to be normal?
No one in this room.
Nah.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Breen.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. From Adelaide.
Yeah, how'd your gig go last night, buddy?
It was good, mate. I've got a whole gig recap for you.
I love gig recaps.
Gig recap.
Holly played at Grab a Granny last night in Adelaide.
I did.
So good.
There was no grannies there and no grannies got grabbed.
Well, thank God, because that's inappropriate.
Yeah, it is inappropriate.
Yeah, welcome to Friday's show where we have John Safran joining us, one of my favourite humans on the planet.
He's an exceptional man and talent.
I just love him. Every time I see him, I just feel a little bit wiser. He's always got good advice for me, John. And we've got, of course, Alpha Bucks. We have tickets to give away to my sold-out stand-up show at the Opera House. And also, Odie had her first performance as a wall last night.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited to find out, see if there's a critique already in.
We'll be doing a wall recap. Executive producer Kimmy is on fire already. Sorry, I tried.
She's loose. She is ready for a weekend, that girl.
Doll, it's Mummy's birthday. She's already told me, mate, don't even bother calling me. I'm knee-deep in rosés.
She's flat out.
So Kimmy just came in and she points to me. She goes, just throw it out, this next thing you're talking about. See if it's happened to anyone else on 131060. I go, all right, doll, just throw it out on 131060. This
131060?
Kimmy wants to know, have you ever had a letter left complaining about the loud sex you're having?
Oh, mate, daily.
So relatable.
People are always popping a note in my mailbox.
Oh, 100%. Oh, sex, sex, sex. I've been married 17 years. God, I'm exhausted.
That's why you're in the country, mate. I had to move out.
Yeah, pretty much. So a couple has been obviously going at it in their apartment building. Oh, there's a call. Well done, Kimmy. It's a call. And they've been going at it, and another person who lives below them left them some critique in the form of a letter. And just pasted it on their front door, so they got it when they got home. And the letter read, to the couple who frequently has loud, underlined sex. Sex is great, but your murder screams echo throughout my apartment all the live long day and night.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Congratulations on having a super active sex life. That's awesome. But from one sexually active neighbour to another, here's some advice to keep the rest of us out of your apartment. To the lady, moans are nice. They're sensual, yet animalistic. Romantic, yet carnal. Deep sighs are quiet and let your man know he's doing a good job without sounding like zombies are invading your apartment. To the man, your woman is aggressively loud and probably faking it. Finish her.
It's not Street Fighter. You can't
finish her.
You can't say that. What does that have to do with the throes of passion? Oh, finish her.
I don't know if it's I don't know if it's how they do. They mean finish her off, or like as in the sexual way, or is are we talking about yes, finish her as in put the pillow on her face? I don't know which thing they mean.
Dear Lord, don't finish sex that way. Unless both of you have consented.
I don't think a man should finish sex by yelling, finish it! I don't feel like that's getting me in the mood.
No, I don't think of a bloke yelling at you, come on!
Oh, we got a call, Kate in Parramatta. Hi, Kate.
Ew!
Ew! Oh, God. Ready on the duck button? Katie, did you have a letter left about the level of sexual activity that was going on?
No, it wasn't actually me, but I went to uni in Bathurst, and actually our RA was so bad that we had to have a chat about it as a dorm, and we decided to leave a letter under their door because, like clockwork, they'd go in there, like they'd disappear, do the little sneaky and disappear, but the walls were so paper thin that it was just like bang, bang, bang.
What did you say to them? What did you leave on the note? Was it?
We just wrote, it's been causing concern, the level of volume coming out of your room after you disappear to your boyfriend. Because it was every night. It wasn't just like, you know, a couple of nights.
That's good.
Like,
that should be applauded.
Multiple times a night. So, yeah, it was pretty
amazing.
Fun.
Good on you, Kate. Yeah. I love that.
Hey, thanks, guys. Em, you are such a legend. And Harley, you've been such a champ this year. So good luck with all of the next year.
Thanks, Kate. I'll still be here, Kate. So feel free to tune in. Thanks, Joel. The next track coming up is the Brick track, Rickety Rawhide Edit.
I love
this. Appropriate. Some rawhide.
Rawhide.
Because they'll be having rawhide because of all the sex. See you soon. You had a little gig last night, don't you?
I did a little concert.
Comedy concert.
A little comedy concert, and I'm a bit tired today because I was...
You're always a bit tired today, mate.
But that is fair.
Yeah.
I did only do the 3 hours sleep last night. Let's call that a nap. Let's not call that a sleep.
Why was it only three hours? I thought you had an early gig. Were you naughty? Well, did you get a bit excited and go out?
No, I didn't go. I didn't have to go out, mate. I was staying above Grubber Granny.
You were staying above Grubber Granny. The lovely Akbar.
In Adelaide, Sydney, just so you know, that had a night, or in general, was nicknamed Grabber Granny because an older person likes to go to the establishment.
Over 39, no denim dress to impress.
Yes. Well, I was there and I was staying there, and then I got very discombobulated with the time because it's half an hour behind the East Coast. I didn't know when to set the alarm. I didn't know what to do. My adrenaline was rushed. I probably popped about 4 no-dose pills before the show because I was exhausted. And then I did the show and I was like, yeah, boom! Sorry. Anyway, I turned over to the gig. It was great. Best of the run. Well done, Adelaide. It was good fun.
Good.
In fact, afterwards, even I think you'd be proud of me. I stuck around and had some photos with fans.
You did not.
I did so.
You generally don't speak to people.
No, in general, I like to walk off stage,
hide behind
explode.
The curtain.
No, just explode into mist and float out the door.
But also, you have in the past, if you can't get out the back way, been known to hide and watch people wait till they're all gone and then come out.
Mate, I had a venue once that it looked like a backstage area, but it was actually just a curtained off corner.
Yep.
And I would stay in that curtained off corner until everyone was gone. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some issues. So last night I rose to the occasion. I thought people have come out to support me and that's very lovely. Everyone was very lovely about you. They're like, say hello to him, it's so great. When's she coming to Adelaide? And I'm like, I think she sold out.
Thebeton Theatre, guys, still a few tickets left. Thebeton Theatre. Everyone in Sydney, tell your friends.
Everyone in Sydney, get on a plane, fly to Adelaide. Anyway, we're having photos. Over there with the fans, we're having photos, and nearly every single one, just a little whisper in my ear as the photo's happening, going, you need to grow the mo back. Seriously, grow
Thank
the mo
God.
Back.
Just grow the mo back. Do you know who's most upset with you about the mo? Marcella, my daughter.
Oh, is she?
She thought you were her friend. She thought you were her ally in the battle against me. And then she's finally, like, she caught up on our videos. She came in, she goes, "Where is Harley's mustache?" And then she, you know what she said? And I wanted to call you last night, but I knew you're on stage. "He used to remind me of Hopper from Stranger Things, but now he's shaved his mustache off." Like, every time I was Stranger Things.
You and Marcella.
And I know that you want to grow up to be the cop from Stranger Things. And I said, oh, he's going to be devastated.
It's coming back, everybody. If you want to donate money, go to Movember.com/Harley Breen. Thanks.
So, I know everyone's been wondering last night.
I'm actually very excited to hear the feedback.
Yep. Last night was the premiere of A Midsummer Night's Dream starring a bunch of 10-year-olds. And, okay, my daughter's class. And The Wall was played by my daughter. Now, she was playing a character called Snout, who plays, they do a play within a play, and she is cast as The Wall. And they headed off. They're doing it outside. It's Shakespeare in the Gardens at school, because the school my kids go to have an organic winery, of course. And
what
so they
are you talking about? Don't breeze over that. Your daughter's school has an organic winery.
My
you get in the bin. Your daughters are getting in the bin. That is ridiculous. No.
This school is well known. I went to it. It's a private hippie school. It's an independent school, and it's full of, run by old hippies. And
part of kids making their wine for them.
Correct. So they have a whole big hospitality section, and they have a restaurant that the kids run in Hospo, and they have a vineyard, and they have wine that they make, and it's all organic, and the kangaroos hop about. And so they had to chase the kangaroos out of the performance space last night. And so we got there, and there was straight away an issue with mosquitoes because it's right near kind of a river. And so we all the kids were getting bitten really badly. So there's been since a late night email sent to make sure your children are covered in RID when they perform. And the performance was wonderful. There was one slight hiccup. Odie was due for her big. She's got one big bit that she had to remember.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're waiting, and she did not come on stage. And everyone's looking around. It's very awkward. I reckon 30 seconds went past, and she's clearly there calling for The Wall. It's The Wall's time. And Odie was nowhere to be seen. She had her head stuck in the arm of The Wall costume. So they're frantically backstage trying, and Odie had put her head through the arm of The Wall, and she couldn't get her head out of it. So they're frantically trying to get her out of The Wall costume. So she just walked out on stage, just hair everywhere, lipstick down her face. She thought The Wall looked like it had had a big night. And then then she delivered her lines, and she did very well. She remembered it all.
Got them all.
Got all the lines. It was very funny. And unfortunately, there was one moment where the guy, Fred, who's his son, is starring in it, and he had a bit of a moment where he forgot everything. But they're 10. So it was all 10. Forgiven.
It's Shakespeare. No one's expecting
it's Shakespeare.
Oscar,
oh, my God. All I was picking up was doth, doth, doth. But they're little kids, so it's like, oh, hark, doth, long, you know, like there was just lots of little pauses in between Shakespeare. Shakespeare would have been rolling around last night.
And whatever and stuff.
There's a lot of that.
Good.
It was brilliant. So I only got to stay for a little bit last night, but we're going along tonight. My mum, Scott's parents, Marcella, picnic blanket. You take your own dinner. You have some wine from the winery. It's very nice. So Odie's already thinking about ways she can improve the costume situation. So here we have Odette performing her lines as The Wall.
"In the same interlude doth befall that I, one snout by name, present a wall. And such a wall as I would have you think that had in it a crannied hole or chink."
Wow, performance goes for 5 hours.
She is amazing. And you should see the way she walks on the campus thing. It's like she's about to perform the Cabaret the Musical dressed as a wall.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland, and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood. A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care, and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Two tickets up for grabs for my sold-out show at the Sydney Opera House next year. But, you know, I've been listening to this podcast. I've been telling you this trashy love story podcast.
Yeah.
And I've really been taking note of how the woman talks. And they saw each other across the room and the planets aligned. And
that's Is that how she speaks? She talks?
And it's like she's gently massaging your shoulders with her voice. And then I think about the way I talk. He put his member into her fleshy mound.
It's pretty similar.
Same thing.
I don't see the difference. Same thing.
Same. Well, today on 1360, the superior.
Yeah, I'm going to be sick.
What's the superior movie you always watch? Like, what is your comfort movie? What's your go-to?
I don't really do it. I don't do that. I don't watch movies over and over again.
Except
for this documentary.
I've always thought of you as a son. Always.
I'd be damn proud to have you marry Grace.
Oh, man. This is going to get me.
He saved the world. Would you be screaming, marry him with your last breaths? Is that? I feel like Bruce wasted some time there.
He wasn't screaming.
Oh, who was screaming?
Bruce doesn't scream. Ben.
Marry him!
It was Ben Affleck saying, Harry, don't! Don't!
Oh, I thought he was screaming, marry him, marry him.
That's weird. I mean, that'd be a weird thing to say on a meteorite that's plummeting towards the Earth.
That, of course, is from the documentary Armageddon, Harley's favourite movie, only movie I'm led to believe he's ever watched.
It's the only movie worth watching.
The movie, we're talking about the movie maybe when you're hungover, maybe when you're a bit mush, a bit tired. Yeah. For me, my go-to movie is The Heat, starring Sandra Bullock and...
I don't know it.
What?
No, I don't know.
Are you joking?
I thought you were talking about Heat with Al Pacino and...
No, you would love The Heat. You would absolutely... I can't believe... Melissa McCarthy plays the most angry cop you've ever seen in it. Sandra Bullock. And you go into it going, this is going to be like Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
But it's just so much better. Here, Melissa McCarthy has found out that someone has taken her perp to be interviewed. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
She made me give her the keys.
I'm going to make you bend over, and I'm going to reach up your ass into your pocket and get the keys to your house. And then I'm going to drive there, come in your front door, and kill you in your sleep.
That is an epic bit of writing. Whoever did that, take the rest of your life off. That's
the
brilliant.
Whole movie is her delivering monologues like that.
I have seen it. I'd forgotten. It is a cracking film.
It's the funniest movie I've seen, I reckon, since like Talladega Nights or any of those movies. Oh my God, so
Ben,
good.
Do you have the other one in there that I like?
Yes, I do.
I could watch this over and over on repeat. Finish, start again, finish. I absolutely love this film.
Wally. Makes me sad.
I didn't have to say the title of it because it is the only dialogue in the film is the title.
131060, what's your go-to comfort movie? What's the movie you watch over and over again? What's a superior movie to do that with? Best caller today will get two tickets to my sold-out Evil Queen tour at the Sydney Opera House Thursday, 12th of April. We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
131060, what's a superior comfort movie? What's movie you whack on? Maybe it's Sunday morning and you've had a big night out, or maybe you're just a bit tired, a bit mush, and there's just a movie that's like gives you a hug.
Mine is actually any good animated Disney film. Pretty much. There's not too many I don't like.
Me too.
Any one of those. Wreck-It Ralph, I'll put that on high rotation. Wall-E, Up, Monsters,
Moana's
Inc.
found her way into my Moana's into my regular. That whole, I love that whole situation. The Rock is fabulous in that.
The Rock is excellent.
You're welcome.
That's
good. Me too. I love going to Disney for a little bit of comfort. Ali in Concord. Hey, Ali.
Hi.
Oh, now what's the superior comfort movie?
Sound of Music. It has to be Sound of Music.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Still not watched it.
What? A deer, a female deer. I love that movie. I mean, you wouldn't think that nuns and Nazis would go together, but there they are in one movie with children singing wearing curtains, and it works.
I've genuinely just not got around to it.
I've not watched it.
I don't have a lot of time, as you know. Armageddon's got to be watched about 10 times a week.
Oh, dear. That is a good one, Ali. I've done that one so many times. Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
My button isn't
Ben's
working.
Button's not working. Can someone else?
Someone hit the button.
Fix it.
Vicky, can you pick up Sarah? Now, it's good when you're on a radio show and the phones break during the phone.
We are bi-coastal at the moment.
We are. We're tri-coastal, really.
And we're tri-coastal. There's stuff happening all over the country. Work.
Nothing, Lukey? No, nothing on your end?
No, it's not letting me do anything.
Oh, okay. God. Okay, right. All right, well.
Let's say other films.
Let's keep talking. Let's close it and reopen
Sarah,
it.
I was going to read out the other films.
Back. Oh, too late.
I've lost my mind, Jerry. I've got to pick a gem.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I don't know. It's R&B Friday. I've got to pick something. We'll
Does
go
it have
now.
To be R&B?
Yeah. And I can't put my song in again today. By the way, my new single, Brand New Day, is out. If you'd like to go and download it, get it on Spotify, stream it, or proceeds going to LGBTQ Youth Outreach. Can we get them?
Yes.
Hey, Johnny.
Hello, how are you going?
Oh, Joel, we lost the phones. I got to plug my song. We're back.
Johnny.
Yeah. Mate, what's the superior comfort movie for you?
Well, I don't know about comfort, but it's a bit of a hardcore, but I love Con Air.
Mate. Put the bunny in the box.
If I was gay, I'd be with him.
Oh. Does this song make you emotional?
Yeah.
Yes, Johnny. Imagine Nicolas Cage stepping off the plane with his bad hair extensions flapping in the breeze.
Remember that Poe, a real hero. It's weird to hear it talked about as a film. That's also a documentary.
I love Con Air.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. So
John
bad.
Malkovich, brilliant. Oh. Cyrus the Virus.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. I also love Snacks on a Plane. That's also another one.
I like Snakes on a Plane.
Me too. I like Snakes.
It's really good. A guy gets beaten on the peen by a snake. It's very funny. Yes.
I just wished I could have been in that pitching room. Okay, guys, I've got a movie idea.
Snakes, pheromones, plane.
Samuel L. Jackson. Take all my money. Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Very good.
Just listen to your voice, Patrick. It's deep in the morning.
It's called up the wrong station with a voice like that.
That late night's up with screaming babies.
Oh, darling.
I got
What's
it.
The
I
superior
understand.
Comfort movie?
Love Actually. One of the few ensemble sort of cast movies that actually works.
Yes. Have we got anything from Love Actually?
Hang on.
Okay, cool.
I'm in love.
Aren't you a bit young to be in love?
No.
Oh, well, okay.
Your secretary is very pretty.
Is she?
Be careful there.
You have this kind of problem? Yeah, of course you did, you saucy minx.
Saucy minx? Okay.
Yeah, saucy minx. Very British.
One. That's good. Let's give the tickets to... Let's give them to Johnny.
Yay, Johnny!
Hey, Johnny, you want to come to my stand-up show at the Opera House?
Absolutely.
Yes, buddy.
I love you, yeah.
Finally get to meet you, buddy. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Good bring on you, Johnny.
Bring the missus and off you come. That'll be great. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. We got there in the end. It was a group
effort. Didn't we?
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hi, Louise.
Hi.
How are things in the Gong?
Actually really lovely, thank you.
Oh, good. Why do you good say it like you're surprised?
I was being told, so it's warming up now.
Lovely.
Oh, good. Nice.
Now, I'll introduce you to our quiz master today. Hey, and what's the letter? What do we got?
We've got, hi Louise, now there's a slight delay between me and Em. Let's hope that that doesn't cause issues with the competition. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sorry I brought it up. Let's move on. Your letter is the start of the alphabet, which is A.
A, okay.
It's good, isn't it? It's the way that you finish a sentence if you're from Queensland. So we've got 10 questions. Your time starts after the first question. I've got to take your first answer, and you can only use it once. If you get all 10 right, Louise, you have $10,000.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is. All right. Here we go. Name a vegetable.
Asparagus.
A colour.
Aqua.
A website.
Pass.
An airline.
Air New Zealand.
A cocktail.
Pass.
A Disney character.
Aladdin.
A month of the year.
August.
A female model. A diet.
Air.
An animal. If you don't give her the $100 for that, I'm walking out right now. She gets air.
Atkins. Yeah. I thought Atkins.
Air only diet is fair.
Yeah.
Only 500.
You breathe in, it's really good for you. Just keep breathing in.
She only answered five.
Did she? God, she was on such a roll. Yeah. 500, Louise.
Good on
you,
mate.
Excellent. Thank you.
No worries. Well done. Enjoy that nice day in Wollongong.
Yeah, we can give it for air.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
Harley.
Here's something for you, and I'm happy about this change in the way that people interact. If you're not having much luck on the dating app front, then we might have a theory why. Forget your lack of height, your terrible profile photo.
Posing with a gun, a dead animal, holding a drink with five other people, the
blurry
shot. Okay.
Jumping in front of a sunset if you're a lady. Lots of ladies on Tinder love a jump in front of the sunset. Yep. Yeah. Well, have you ever considered that your sentence structure is putting potential suitors off?
What do you mean?
According to recent research by dating app TrueView, you're 68% more likely to get a response to your message if you use proper sentences. I'm very happy to hear it.
What do you even mean?
Probably because...
How do you think people would go with, I write like a serial killer?
Yeah.
My sentence structures, I would not do well on dating apps if I had to be on one, I'll tell you right now. Do you know, I'm in a lot of dating apps. I'm on a lot of Grindr profiles with young gay men in pictures.
In pictures. I was like, that. What? I thought people were just stealing your identity and pretending they were you on Grindr.
Oh, that happened on Tinder. There was someone claiming to be me on Tinder. Yeah.
Oh, that happened with me, except it happened with my kid's character, Captain Funpants.
What?
What?
A guy used a picture of Captain Funpants on Tinder. And I was like, that's next level not okay.
What?
That is my children's character, and he was using it to creep on women.
Oh, I do have a fake Grindr profile as well.
What?
I have a fake Grindr profile.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Nothing you do does.
No, because it shouldn't surprise you because you know why? Because a dear friend of mine thought that his boyfriend was cheating on him, so we set up a fake profile, Italian Stallion 69, and I used a photo of my dad from back in the day, and he was cheating, turns out. I got propositioned. So, well done, Israel.
I applaud all of that, but what's the reason you still have a fake Grindr profile? No need for that anymore, is it?
I like to make friends with gay guys. I treat it as a friend app.
D-pics.
No, I write no D-pics.
I think this is a good change, right? Because I have, I'm not a very good speller. I don't do grammar very well. In fact, anything that's official that has to go out, that I've written an article for a publication, it has to go to my sister first because I'm embarrassed about how I wrote that stuff. She's an English teacher. She edits it for me. But I see a lot of stuff online, and it's usually people having angry rants. Mm. Just, I'm going to type it out on Facebook and solve the problems. You're not solving anything. And I just wonder what, there's an edit function. Why don't you go back in and edit your horrible status update? You can do it. You can add a comma. You can change the spelling of that word. You can,
because there's edit history.
Yeah, that's all right.
Now everyone can see. See, I've got real ego about edit history. Like one shot.
Are you serious?
Oh, one shot. And if there's a mistake, too bad. So let it be.
You would rather leave the mistake than show the edit history.
I know. I have friends who troll people's edit histories. I have friends who troll people's edit histories to call them out on stuff. So I've got to stand by my
men. Those people need to get a life. That's
Thomas Jaspers. A friend of mine.
Thomas Jaspers. I know you. I know you. You're a friend of mine, Thomas. You cut it out. I'm coming for you. I know that you've got some stuff for me there, Em. I just wanted to say that the toilets here in Adelaide are ridiculous.
Harley's broadcasting at Adelaide this morning because he had a gig last night.
You've got to press a button to get out of a door to go past the elevators, to swipe a key to get into the toilet to do a wee, then to get back out. You've got to press a button to release the door to swipe another thing to get back in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
So hectic.
They said they lose people in there all the time. Yeah. They don't know how to get out.
I always get trapped in toilets. Do you know what I mean? Like, I always pick the one with the dodgy lock or and I'm as a little kid, I got stuck in a toilet for 2 hours. My parents, because 80s parenting, didn't even realise I was missing. And I'm banging on the door and no one knew. And so now I'm always so scared. So I don't go to the toilet when I'm in
I got late. Stuck in a bathroom for 27 hours.
Did you saw your arm off?
It was by design.
Did they make a movie after you? What?
I deliberately did it.
Why?
For art. Move on. It doesn't matter. Move on.
All right, mate. Kimmy, our executive producer, said we need some showbiz in the show. We need some gossip.
Oh, so yes.
I'm going to do a Breentertainment.
Oh.
I'm going to do some Breentertainment on your behalf because I don't have any other openers involved. Okay.
This is Breentertainment.
That is not official.
Well, you can tell everyone about it if you want. Let's talk about Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, that's where they are bachelors and they're having a great time and making their own choices.
No. It's the spin-off of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette combined, basically. And everyone goes to an island and I'm tipping there's going to be a lot of spa sessions. A lot of coconut oil, a lot of mojitos.
Minimal clothes.
Lots of shiny brown bodies, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lots of shiny brown bodies with little pieces of fabric on them. That's how
I picture it. House. Just like my house.
They've already announced some of the contestants. It's very exciting. Apollo from this season's Bachelorette. He's the magician.
Oh, yeah. Know him well.
If someone says to you, what's your job? And then they say, oh, I'm a magician.
I run, like,
do
immediately.
You?
Yeah, I start running as fast as I can.
There's something sexy and creepy about magicians. Always. I just think about how David Copperfield always seems to be dating a model. Like, magicians always seem to have hot girlfriends.
Well, they keep losing them. That's why. They keep putting them in boxes and can't find them. So.
There's Lorena, who you'll remember, of course, as the woman who didn't want to eat a dirty street pie. Remember Lorena? Yeah, dirty street pie.
Yeah.
And there's Kira. Kira, she was very popular in the season of The Bachelor.
Kira.
And season favourite, Tara, from the season just gone.
Moss.
Yes, definitely Tara Moss. So it's very exciting. I'm not quite sure how it works because they've got single ladies and single men together on an island. I mean, what could happen?
What's going to happen with that?
I don't know.
Scrabble.
Could sparks fly? Could claws come out? Could love blossom on Paradise Island.
A mutual understanding and respect for each other.
Definitely not exploitation of women invaders. Definitely not offering women up as an ultimate prize or men up as an ultimate prize.
No, I just a round table of talks on multiple different subject matter.
I think they're going to solve the UN missile crisis, to be honest.
Is there a UN missile crisis?
Probably. So, Bachelor in Paradise, looking up for that on Channel 10. We don't know when, but they've released pictures and they've got tropical backgrounds, so you know it's going to be on a beach. There's going to be some stuff. And that was my
level
of interest in entertainment. Thank you.
That was Breentertainment.
Not official. 13-10-60, have you ever wasted the cop's time? Have you ever called the fuzz when you shouldn't have?
No.
Have you got the plot on the line and you should have just taken it easy?
Should not. Do not waste.
No, don't waste the police time.
Why do you bring this up?
A Swiss woman needed 3 police officers to save her from a spider.
That's fair.
Wouldn't be happening in this country. In Switzerland this week, one woman was not having it with a spider she found in her bed, so much so that she called the actual cops.
Yeah.
Chur, Switzerland, which is a very interesting name, Chur, because it's also a greeting in New Zealand. Chur, bro. 28 actually called the fire department, but they dispatched the cops. Even the fire is like, nope, not having it. Who legitimately took her situation seriously and even said they were amazed at the size of the spider.
Yep.
The woman initially put it on Facebook and said, should I call the police? Everyone was like, yes, you should.
Of course.
She eventually called the fire department. My hands were prickling and I could barely breathe, she said. The officers ended up catching the spider and releasing it outside. Now, I don't know if you've got that photo in front of you, Amelia, but that's all of those Swiss people need to calm the F down. That is not a spider.
Oh, you... that's not a spider. Right,
come to Australia. And we'll show you what.
We'll put you
on the back of a spider and put you on tour of all the spiders.
I just tried to zoom up on a piece of paper. So I was holding a piece of paper and the spider was so small, I put my fingers on it as if it were an iPhone screen. What is.
Yes.
I need help.
Yeah.
I tried to zoom paper, Ali. Yeah.
I'm telling you, mate. We're getting dumber. We're going to figure out how to breathe.
Correct. That is so dumb. That is the smallest spider. I see that on a. I live in the bush, mate, and the sun's just come out. I've got snakes. I'm just at the front of my house with a bat now, just batting off the wildlife. Yeah. But I mean, you should not waste.
Don't.
13-10-60. Have you ever wasted them? No. Yeah.
Have you wasted the police time?
Okay.
I once called my. I was on stage in the first few months of my stand-up career back in 2001. I was on stage at a pub in near the valley in Brisbane, and I heard a fan belt slip on a car driving past. I'm like, that sounds like my car, and then I walked outside. I'm like, oh, that was my car. Somebody had stolen it while I was on stage. So I called the police and I called 000. I was like, someone stole my car. This is right now happening. And I got dressed down on the phone by the dispatch person. They said, you can't call 000. I said, what are you talking about? They're like, it has to be an emergency. I'm like, it is an emergency. Someone just stole my car.
13-10-60. Have you wasted the police time? I'd love to hear from a police officer. I've been called out on ridiculous things.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Yeah.
Let's do
call in. What have you done, Em? No, we're not going anywhere.
What did you do?
What did you do? Do you think that somebody was missing and then you got a whole police force?
My daughter didn't answer her phone for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And
so.
I called the police and they came to my house. And then she walked down the driveway just because her phone is flat and she missed the bus. And
you were dressed like Rocky Bell, like Rambo at the end of the driveway.
I was standing there. I had already picked the photo for her that was going to go up. I was crying. There was 4 police officers.
My husband
works for the police, so he'd called in favours. There was choppers. And, Marcello was just because she hadn't picked up her phone in 2 hours.
So yours not mightn't be time. As ridiculous as that, but call us up if you've wasted the cop's time.
I dare you. Thank you, calls next. Have you ever wasted the police time? Have you called the Boys and Girls in Blue for a trivial issue?
As often as possible.
Do you not waste the police time?
No, I don't do that. Of course I don't.
I hope some police call in and give us their ridiculous call-outs as well. Bianca, Oh, Bianca is the police. Hello, Bianca.
Hello. People what are morons. That's all I can say.
Straight up from a member of the constabulary. People are morons.
Bianca, are most people morons in your summation as a police officer?
Not even joking, yes. And you know what people say? Why don't you go out and catch the real criminals? Because we're dealing with morons. That's why. That is why we
Where have you been the whole year? I want you to call up every day.
What's off the top of your head, what's some of the trivial issues you've been brought into?
The best one I would say is the lady below hysterical because she'd locked her keys inside. Not her baby or anything, just her keys. She just locked out of the house. I get there and I said, hey, like, not old lady. She's like, maybe 35. And I said, hey, what do you want me to do? And she's like, well, use your key to get in. And I was like, what key, though? She goes, you have the key to every house. And I said, we don't. What? The way we get in a house is we kick the door in. She goes, oh, well, you'll be paying for that. And I said, oh, I won't be. You'll be paying for that.
She goes,
I can't afford a locksmith. I go, that's not my problem.
Oh, my God. I would have just maybe got my gun out and shot the handle off and walked off.
Yeah. I can tell you right now, that's not the only thing I want to shoot. Like, I was like, you're an idiot.
Oh, my God. I love you, Bianca. How can we top Bianca? Bianca. We should have Bianca last. I love that there was someone that thought there's a skeleton key to every single house everywhere of all time.
I just love how nonchalant she was. You do it. You've got
the key. The key. It's just capital T-H-E.
Knowing that at any time a cop could walk into her house with the key.
You've got the key. You've got the secret. Come on. Amy in Campbelltown. Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, we've got an Ambo now. I love this.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you concur with your fellow public servant?
100%. We received a call from a very distressed lady to come out to the property, and when we got there, she wanted us to help her because she was covered in mud.
What? She needed the ambos because she was covered in mud. Well, that
yeah,
is amazing.
Someone done a burnout on her front lawn and she wasn't impressed that she was left covered in dirt.
Someone did a burnout and covered her in dirt. This gets more hectic. Did you get out a gurney? Did you just hose her down with a high pressure hose?
Yeah, that's what
we
did.
Poor Amy. Oh, Sophia in Manly. Hi, Sophia.
Hey, guys. So it wasn't me. It was my mum.
Oh, great.
And it was about 15 or so years ago. She had two small children under five, and she hears this thumping going on in the basement. Yeah. And she goes, oh, you know, must be a home invasion. So she, you know, closes the door, locks the kids in the room, calls up the cops, says there's someone in the house. The two cops come, and they kind of look around with their flashlights. It's all dark. And it was a possum.
A possum.
Right.
It was either that or the washing machine. Yeah,
I was hoping it was the washing machine down there.
My washing machine sounds like it could launch a rocket when it gets going, so I understand that. Comedian, writer, and a person that I look to for, I don't know, advice. He's like an oracle to me. John Safran.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you. I wouldn't look to me for advice,
I do,
though.
John. I love you. I always, like, whenever we run into each other, I always feel like I have to quickly get all the wisdom from you.
What? That's not true. I've never given you any wisdom.
You do. You always impart. I mean, you're a very strange person like me, and I always feel like when I'm around a kindred spirit that I can get, I don't know, and you hang out with rabbis and...
You do seem smart.
Yes. What?
No, that's not true.
You're a massive nerd. Oh, come on.
I'm okay at Scrabble. But that's because I've, like, memorised the two-letter words and things, so it's not really
What's the best
really
word you've done?
Ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the best word is getting the triple-triple. Have you heard of that?
What's the triple-triple?
It's really hard to do because you have to have eight letters, but you only have seven on your rack, so there has to be a letter already on the board in the perfect place, and then you go over triple-triple, so it's like a nine-word score.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got one for disguised once. It's like a holy grail. It happens, like, once a decade. My next one's due 2025.
I look forward to it. Come back and let us know how it goes.
I love that.
I feel like I've got to rebrand myself.
I don't know. I just always love asking, because I'm obsessed with the Jewish culture, always have been. So I actually sought you out to be my friend for that only reason.
Oh, really?
And then I discovered how brilliant you are, and I watch all your things, and I love how you question authority, and you don't seem to have any fear. You don't seem to be scared to upset people in the pursuit of the truth.
Oh, yes.
So
what... I like this. I like all this flattering stuff.
Well,
why aren't you? Let's hang out more.
Well, I know.
My friends aren't this nice to me. Or my family.
Because like you, I'm a strange hermit, introvert, who gets up on stage and yells things, but then just goes and cries for a month. So, you know, it's...
Is that just like you, John? Do you do that?
I haven't cried for a while. I'd love to cry again.
Why haven't you cried?
I don't know. Because you can't force it when you can't force it. But, gin, I do cry.
Or mother's tears.
Yeah,
gin.
I do. Yeah, yes. If I really want to cry, I try gin.
Please, that is, yeah, mother's tears. Why it's called
I could
that.
Make you cry, mate, but we'll have to
do depends what you mean by extremist. Going Rogue with Australian Deplorables is your book.
Yes.
Latest book.
And the characters in the book, yes. Because this is a book about, partially about the far right in Australia.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out with all these people before they were famous.
Yeah.
And now they're all in the news. So, for instance, yesterday when Sam Dastyari was... Or the day before where he was confronted in the pub and hassled by this little gang of alt-right people.
Yeah.
Like one of the dudes, the main dude, I'd like hung out with him.
What do you learn from hanging out with alt-right people?
Well, they usually cough up things because they're not ashamed.
No.
So you kind of cut to the chase a lot more.
Yes.
So it's kind of handy if you're writing a book or filming a documentary because rather than all these like mealy mouth things, they'll just come out and just say outrageous things and what they really mean.
How do they feel about you as you could describe yourself, Australia's preeminent Jewish detective? How do they feel about you?
Often they have a list of cultures they hate.
Yeah.
And
were you in there?
Yeah, but it's like there's too many on top of Jew.
Is there? For the alt-right, there's too many above you.
It depends. Some of them hate the Muslims so much they're willing to, like, not worry about the Jews, and others hate the Jews so much that they're willing to not, you know, care about the Muslims.
I think it's... And finding out about, because all of us people who aren't alt-right just think, we just kind of block them out of our mind and psyche, but you dig right down in them. You drill and you don't care. You're not scared. Were you ever scared for your safety?
Yeah, but when you're writing a book, if someone starts, as long as they don't, like, kill you, it's usually good for the book.
Oh, jeez, John.
So if you go somewhere and they're screaming something.
What a great
benchmark. Yeah.
So if short of doesn't every... kill me, I'll get a chapter out of this.
Yeah. Everything short of murder is good for the book.
Oh, you're so dedicated. Someone called Pulitzer. For God's sake, this man was going to die for his art. Well, now people can see you in conversation Saturday, 18th of November at the Giant Dwarf for the Yak Festival, yakfestival.com. So more of this brilliant stuff. Are you talking about the alt-rights or what else are we going to be covering off in conversation with John?
Well, the person who's going to be in conversation with me is a character in the book.
What? Fantastic. We both gasped at the same time. Yeah. So this is hectic.
It could be.
Whoa.
But, you know, it could be, you know, a Klansman. But maybe not. I probably shouldn't overpromise it.
My goodness.
It might be one of the less controversial
characters.
So it's
going to be John Safran in conversation with someone who's from the... Oh, who probably hates everything about John Safran.
No. It's probably a more sympathetic character in the book. But they can challenge me. Do you know, I've done a few of these talks, and people who are in the book...
Yeah.
Sometimes in the audience, and they sometimes stand up and sort of...
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like... D-Day for me. Like, are they gonna say that, John? Why did you, make me look like a jerk?
Yeah, because you are.
Or are they gonna back me?
Well, you can catch John Safran in conversation at the Yak Festival Saturday, 18th of November, yakfestival.com. You keep doing you, mate. I bloody love it.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John Safran. Thank you so much.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hi, Melanie from Beverly Hills.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Are you okay? You sound a bit down, doll.
No, I'm nervous.
Oh,
I fall all the time and never get through.
Well, today is
Melanie.
Christmas.
It's your day.
Oh, I hope so.
Harley, Melanie wants the money for a New Zealand fishing holiday she's going on.
Sick. Melanie rules.
Sick.
Yes. Well, you can get a return flight to NZ on sale for a few hundred, so we should be able to get you there.
And as you said today, today's letter is fortuitous.
That's correct, because it's M for Melanie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
There you go. It's your letter, mate.
All right.
Let's hope it's my lucky letter.
That's your good, time man. Is going to start after this first question, and we've got to take your first answer. You can only use it once. You get them all, and it's $10,000. That's just 10 to get. It's only 10 answers. It's pretty simple. It's just going to be quick. Yep. All right. Here we go. Name a male music artist.
Macklemore.
An Australian river.
Murray.
A kitchen appliance.
Microwave.
A school subject.
Math.
An ice cream flavour.
Pass.
A TV character.
Pass.
An NRL team.
Melbourne Storm.
An island.
Pass.
A video game.
Mario Brothers.
Yes.
$600 for you.
Oh, my God. Angie. That is awesome.
Look for the sales. You should be able to get to NZ.
Thank you very much.
Or no buy worries. A dinghy.
I don't think you can get those in carry-on, doll.
Oh, no, I meant to row it over, mate.
Oh, okay.
It's a dinghy.
Shut up, everyone. All right, just everyone shut up. This is really interesting. 131060... Have you been the victim of stashing? Yes.
Yes.
Stashing.
I absolutely have been. I've stashed stuff and I forgot where I put it.
Now, let me tell you. Put yourself in this place. You've been seeing someone for, like, let's say months.
Yes.
You've been going on dates. Maybe you've had some naked time together. Maybe Ooh. Things are really connecting.
Yeah.
And you're putting up pictures on your social media of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of nice selfie shots, lots of sunset. You start to look on their social media and you start to realise, I don't exist. Oh, yeah. And come to think of it, I've never met their mum or their friends or anything. I seem to have been ghosted from their life. Oh. Wow. Victims of stashing are hidden from every other part of the stasher's life. So they're not tagged in photos or chats because stashing is when someone is pretending they're not really dating you.
What?
Yeah. So it basically means they still appear single on the surface for all intensive purposes. Their family think they're single. Social media thinks they're single. But they're actually in a relationship with another person and that other person is being stashed so that they are able to do whatever the hell they fancy.
So they're doing it so they can cheat. Is that the idea?
Well, I can't think of any other reason. Can you?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe. I had a friend, this happened to a friend of mine. She met a guy and they were together for, I reckon, like 3 months. And I started following him out of loyalty to her. And I said to her, babes, you're not present in any photos. I was always just seen with the boys or shots of his runners or nights out. And, like, she was getting stashed. And what other reason would there be to not publicly acknowledge a relationship for months?
Oh, well, the person might be a spy.
Faking their own death?
Yes. Or a spy that is faking their own death and they need to protect their partner.
So really and they're being generous.
That's right. So if the evil baddie comes, they won't know where to get the girlfriend because there is no girlfriend.
Oh, Liam Neeson should have done that in
Taken.
He should never, like, his daughter would have been fine.
Well, Superman and Lois could have been together if Superman just stashed her.
So true.
Then no one would know.
131060, have you been stashed? Have you dated someone and then slowly realised over time that they're not acknowledging you to their family, never met their family, never been on social media, their friends don't know you, you're always meeting up.
Are you just realising now that they saved your life?
No. Are you meeting up at 3 a.m. wearing hoods in a dark alley? Like, what's going on?
I know. Yeah, there's problems there, isn't there? Yeah, I'd love a selfie. He's just putting his hand over your face.
You know what else I'd love to know? You know what I'd love to hear? Yeah, if you're just hearing us say this, and in your mind, you're going, oh my God, I'm being stashed. I have just had the realization because of Em and Harley that I'm being stashed by my partner.
Yep.
Let's talk about that next. We're talking about the art of stashing, in which people are in relationships. One half of the couple are publicly acknowledging it and the other half are keeping it a secret. Mm-hmm. Ben, our anchor here, calls them bompers.
Bumpers.
Bedroom only, no public appearances.
Yeah. Nice.
That's brutal. So we asked, lots of calls came in. I'm afraid some people have realised maybe they've been stashed. Let's find out. Emma in Rockdale, you were stashed for 6 months.
Ooh.
Yes, very much so. Basically, I was with this guy. We were, he wouldn't acknowledge that we were together pretty much for 3 months straight. Didn't even have me on Facebook, but was messaging me and like on Instagram and stuff. And like I dated him beforehand, and I kind of stashed him. Yeah. And I feel like it was more of a revenge thing. I would post all over Facebook about him and photos. I couldn't even tag him in them because, well, we weren't even friends on Facebook, but we were in a relationship.
So you You think you got revenge stashed?
I feel like I got revenge sex, and then I got dumped over a message saying his friends don't like me and he doesn't want to be with me anymore.
Oh, wow. Emma. Honey, it's for the best. Yeah. Sounds like a douche canoe.
He does sound like a,
Move on. Jog on, friend. Don't worry about it.
But what a world. Like, what's going on? That
revenge
stashing. That whole story there should not exist within relationships. You cannot break up with people over Messenger.
Oh, you know what? Just get hobbies. Yeah. These people have too much time on their hands. You know what I mean? Like, get a hobby.
Get
in love.
Get a miniature horse.
I don't know. Just stop being absolute assholes to each other on social media. Oh, my God. The stuff that goes on.
Oh, it's
I would not
stop.
Have survived it. I would not have survived it.
Yeah.
Sarah. Oh, I just sometimes get so disappointed in humans. You know, like, I just want to go into outer space. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
You were stashed for how long?
2 years.
What?
What?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. When did you cotton on to this?
I started, like, asking, like, when I'm going to start meeting family and all that after about, like, 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he just came on with the excuses, like, it's a religion thing, it's going to cause my parents to fight, they're going to be so mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
And
what
so,
was the truth?
Yeah, what was the truth?
I honestly don't know. I just ended up breaking up with him because I was just sick of it. I just couldn't take the excuses anymore.
Had he just seen Good Will Hunting and thought he was Will Hunting?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why did you say that?
Well, because Minnie Driver, his girlfriend, love interest, was accusing him of stashing her.
Because he thought he had 10 brothers.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't want her to see the horrible life that he had.
Nice pop culture reference, 20 years old, but well done.
Thank you very much.
Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, guys.
You were stashed for how long?
3 years.
Three?
What's going on, girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
First of all, before you get into it, are you just learning the term stashed now or you knew you were stashed?
I am just learning it now.
Oh, right, okay. And you're listening going, that was so me.
That was, and I was like, I have to call right away.
So I understand you even got to the point where you were at an event with his parents and didn't get introduced.
Yeah, so he used to play indoor cricket, and we had a trip to Perth. And I didn't know his parents were going until I was there, and a friend of mine who came with said, oh, his mum and dad are here. I was like, oh, cool. No, didn't even get introduced to them, not even as a friend.
Wow.
But surely you said, mate, what's going on? Are you ashamed of us or me? Like, didn't you ask questions, Beck?
Oh, apparently he was moody and it wasn't the right time. It was always an excuse for something.
3 years? Honey, you deserve...
3 years,
That's a long time.
You deserve much better than that, Rebecca.
Absolutely. Well, I'm married now and he's amazing.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
Good. I'm
so
glad.
His parents?
Yeah. Were his parents at the wedding? Please say they were.
Yes, they were at the wedding.
Have you met your own kids?
Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Because it's R&B Friday, obviously, we need some breaking R&B music news.
Yeah.
Because when I think R&B, I think the next two artists we're going to talk about. Our music director, Kiri, just ran into the studio with breaking music news. She's like,
what's going on, Kiri?
If you think Kim's hectic, our EP, meet our MD. Hey, Hi, Kiz. Are you okay, doll?
I'm good. I'm a bit puffed from running so fast from my desk to the studio, but I do have breaking news.
Yes.
We've got our hands on the new Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and future track called Endgame.
Mate, hold on to my pants. That is flat out.
Wow. And who leaked it? Because we know it was definitely leaked and we're playing a leaked track.
I don't know who leaked it.
Is that illegal? Is it illegal what you're about to do here?
Well, let's not talk about it. Let's just play it. You'll love it. You actually really will like the song.
I genuinely don't believe
that. I really highly doubt that.
No.
And I don't think you believe it when you say it.
No, I do because I'm a massive Taylor Swift fan.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
You're hiding that well. She tried to run in while we were on air. She's banging on the window like a prison bride.
She ran
into
the window like a pigeon trying to get out of somewhere.
Can we play my song?
Okay,
please.
Jesus, idiot. Go.
Okay, it's called Endgame, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and Future on R&B Fridays on Em and Harley.
Shut up, Kizza.
I think I'm bleeding internally.
It's R&B Friday.
And that was the new one from Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran and Future, and it's called Endgame. And it's off the brand new album from Taylor Swift, Reputation, out today.
And it feels like blunt trauma.
Can you shut up? That ridiculously perky voice belongs to our music director, Kiri, who busted
You're
in on our
up,
show.
Kezza.
She's like ranny and she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you guys, Taylor Swift's new album, Reputation, has leaked 12 hours early. We have a track from it. We are playing it. And first of all, it wasn't leaked. She leaked it. She did it. And you know it, Kizzy. Come on.
Who even cares about the leak? Who cares? Let's just embrace how good that song was. And you know what? It actually passes as R&B Fridays because there's a bit of spoken word from Ed Sheeran and Future, so it's classified as R&B.
I think the R&B, the rap hip-hop community will be rapt. Ed Sheeran's taken up rapping. I think that's going to be embraced with open arms by everyone involved.
You are so flat out about Taylor Swift.
Why
what
do you love
happening?
Her so much? Like, what's the love? What do you get
what
from
is
Taylor Swift, Kiz?
Well, I've met her before, and, like, we just had a connection. We talked about basketball. We're both, you know, tall and lanky. She said that she'd play
you
in my
had a
basketball
connection
team.
Over your height?
Yeah,
okay.
We did. And we really... Yeah, we got along. She's actually, this is embarrassing, but she's someone that I think I could be best friends with.
Okay, you just got yourself on the Swifties watch list.
I really like
Turn her off. She's losing her mind. You're a moron. Turn her off. She's lost her mind.
I would, Harley, I would.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Kiri, our music director, just said the sentence, I think I could be friends with Taylor Swift. Okay.
And then said she would make out with her.
What is Jace? Is Jace out there? Is Jace out on the mic out there?
He is.
Yes.
Jace, what do you think of the new Taylor Swift song?
I don't. Yeah. Kiri, it's R&B Fridays. Let's go.
Yeah, future and future are on it.
If you want Taylor, you'll hear it tomorrow.
I love today. I love Jace.
Falling apart.
Right
it's
now,
falling apart.
Jace is my hero. Do not corrupt the reputation of R&B Friday, okay? I'm very strongly, staunchly, I didn't even play my own song today. I didn't even force my single in today because it's R&B Friday.
Well, lucky, can I just say, because I'm on the radio right now, I'm going to hook what's coming up. So all day today, we are saluting 50 Cent. Am I doing Jabin's job?
Yes, and I'm right here.
Someone send Kiri out with the hit squad because she needs to be handing out ice can cods of Coke today. Whatever.
You're on notice, for starters, and you're getting very Jared from The Bachelorette right now with Taylor, by the way.
I'm going to show myself out. See you
guys. Bye-bye,
guys.
Yes. The end.